Hey listeners, this is my first recording, and I thought I'd record answers to Soul's Serendipitous Survey for two purposes. One, to give you an idea about what I sound like, and two, give you a sense of the kind of person I am. And the third one, give me a bit more confidence talking. So the first question was about what kind of planets I'd like to see. I'm kind of happy with the planet we've got. I've not been all over it, but I have travelled extensively, and I think the one we've got is pretty amazing, pretty diverse with the hot and the cold and the deserts and the rainforest. Excuse me. Number two, Siri, Cortana, Alexa. I kind of don't use those. I'm a bit more Google search and find out type person. And I agree, why are they female? Why can't we have a male voice? Something would make masturbation better. Oh, one doing it with someone else is really good. And two, getting some inspiration from GWA, which I have found plenty. Weird foods. Oh, probably Vegemite. I love this stuff. It's commonly called Vaginamite here. Another kind of weird food combination I like is bacon with maple syrup and pancakes, which Australians think is really weird. On the other hand, I like pineapple on pizza and beetroot on hamburgers, which Americans find odd. Self-care habits. Big fan of hot showers, baths. I love to curl up with a good book, and at the moment I'm curling up with a good audio. Pettiest argument. Oh, I don't remember petty arguments. Life is too short to remember the small shit. As for something leading to a breakup, well, yeah, less said that the better. Politicians posting on audio. Look, that's just too disturbing to contemplate. Famous painting. I like Plimpse the Kiss. That would be amazing. And I like stuff by Monet and a lot of the impressionist stuff. Ultimately, though, I'm looking at getting some of my photos professionally blown up so I can have that on my wall, because I think some of my photos are pretty amazing. Ooh. Curious. Yes, I'm very curious. If you go and check out my BDSM survey, my number one trait is experimentalist, which should tell you everything you need to know. Stupid things I've done. I take calculated risks. I haven't done anything that I've regretted, or someone else might consider stupid. Although I have found myself in situations that I've gone, ooh, that could have ended differently. Something that comes to mind is I was travelling in Sweden and I met a guy in a bar and agreed to go out bear hunting with him the next day, which seemed like a great idea at the time. The next morning, I hopped in the car. I was with a travel buddy and we were sort of rattling along the road in the middle of nowhere. And I looked down on the floor and there's all these bullets rattling around. And I looked at my travel buddy and went, holy fuck, we are in the middle of nowhere. There's no phone coverage. No one knows where we are. But he was actually pretty innocent, and we didn't find any bears, unfortunately. Current obsession. Oh, current obsession actually at the moment is GWA. Exploring what I like and what I don't like, exploring my kinks, getting to know new people. I was told this week by someone that I needed to do something completely different in my life and something I enjoyed. And guess what? That's what I've been doing. But not something for public consumption, fortunately. Song titles to describe my personality. Can't think of anything really, but there's a song currently swirling through my head, which is YouTube Stuck in a Moment, and can't get out of it because that's kind of what my life feels like. I'm stuck in a moment, feeling trapped and frustrated. And most awkward thing that's ever happened to me during sex. Oh, well, I got a recent example of that. I was riding on top of partner and having a fantastic time, and I was really going. I was getting there and in full throes, and I needed him to go harder and deeper, and all of a sudden it was like instant shrinkage. And I thought, what the fuck, where did that go? And it completely ruined the moment. It was mortifying for both of us. But I wasn't gonna just lie there, so my trusty little Bob came out and finished me off. Okay, comments most welcome, provided they're polite, and feel free to DM me. I'm looking forward to getting to know everybody. Thanks.